The Michigan Tech women's basketball team with a win against Duluth last week, and now they are they will be home on Friday night, 5 o'clock at the SDC gym. Kim Cameron, the head coach, is joining us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
You sound very excited to be home for this game on Friday.
I am very excited, and it's a lot better, too, when you come back 1-0 and you're ready to try to defend your home floor.
Well, 59-58 doesn't get any closer than that, and a big win against Minnesota Duluth, and the men now will head over there. But talk about how big that is, that non-conference victory.
Yeah, you talk about making sure that you're prepared for the first game and not being able to kind of roll in and get your feet underneath you. We had to prepare. We had to be ready, obviously, right away. It was a great game for us. I think the two exhibition games that we played in the preseason were really helpful, but there's still nothing like a first game, and you never know if it's going to be a great first game, if it's going to be the other team's great first game, and they got to have it at home. And we had kind of the same situation with Duluth without any kind of shoot around, and so you always wonder how your players are going to respond to something like that. And I thought we did a great job. The first half was so close. We built throughout the game. We built a couple of 10-point, 10-11-point leads that we let slip away, and they would come back, and then we'd go back up again, and they would come back. And the last 5 minutes was a 2-point game, 2- or 1-point game, the whole way until the end.
Well, they nice to get those guys. They'd beaten us on a buzzer beater at their place previously, and then by 4 points last year at our place. So I knew you really wanted to get that in the win column.
This one was one that I really wanted, and I felt that way last year, and we couldn't get it done last year, and so this year was extra sweet. But they get the we got a stop for the entire last minute of the game, and they get the ball underneath their basket with 1.8 seconds left, and you're just getting flashbacks of is this gonna happen again? Is this gonna happen again? And you're caught on your defense, and what a great job our defense did in that last minute.
We'll talk about the play of your whole team. Very good balance offensively. Four different players in double figures. I think your leader was Jillian Ritchie with, 14 points in the game, or 15 points and 7 rebounds. And nice to see your senior stepping up in her final year.
Been amazing throughout the entire preseason and every practice. And she is really taking it to heart that this is her last year. And she treats every practice and every drill like it's the last time that she's ever going to do that. And when you have someone with a sense of urgency like that, she makes us better every single day, just because she's passionate about every single thing that we're doing, whether it's the worst practice drill that we have or the best one. She's just had an incredible attitude, and she has been really, really productive and successful in practice as well. And it was great to see her be able to take that into a game. I'm really happy for her. She's been very efficient, and she was a real leader for us on the floor. And we had two other sophomores who didn't get a ton of time last year, who played 30 plus minutes for us, and I thought were really good given the kind of the weight that was on their shoulders and the expectations that we had for them, and this kind of being their first real accountable game where people are depending on them.
Head coach of the women's basketball team, Kim Cameron, with us. Coach, Concordia St. Paul is the opponent on Friday. It's a 5 o'clock start. Talk about them and what they bring into our building.
Well, they are a very, very good team. They finished in the Elite Eight last year. They're a preseason top 10 team with the player of the year in their conference, two-time player of the year in their conference, still coming back as a senior. She's really, really good, and they're very big. Their guards are very fast, very athletic, and we're going to have our work cut out for us. They're not top 10 for no reason, and they have a tradition in their program. That being said, I think that it's our first game at home. I think our girls, we were able to learn a lot from the mistakes that we made at Duluth, and moving forward, we got an early start on Concordia this week, and so it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a good, tough, hard-fought battle.
Well, you've really developed the depth on your team with some of the injuries that you've had in the preseason and some of your other players getting chances to start in those preseason games and again on Saturday. And you've got, I think, everybody back now, so you got to feel pretty good about where your team is depth-wise.
We do. We have great depth. I am really excited about it. We have three players that have only practiced for a little over a week, and so at this point right now we're still working on getting them into the rotation, which they will be, you know, you give them minutes at a time to make sure that they're okay and to make sure that their lungs and their legs are underneath them. But I'm very excited about who we have, and you know, if one person is having an off day, I think we have a number of people that can step up and fill that spot.
Well, it should be a great game. Coach, do you like the Friday starts, or is that, I mean, I know when we get into real GLIAC routine, you know, you have the Thursday and Saturday, these non-conference games on Fridays, and how do you feel about that?
I like this. Either way, but Friday is great just because when you have a whole week without a game and you don't play on Thursday, Saturday is a long week. And, you know, you almost have to give them a day off or a day and a half off before if you're playing on a Saturday and you have a whole week of practice, just because that's a long time to prepare for one team or to, you know, keep doing the drills that you're doing. And so I like this Friday.
Very good, Coach. Good luck this weekend. It's a 5 o'clock start at the SDC gym, going back-to-back with Michigan Tech Hockey over at the SDC. Tickets are on sale at the Central Ticket Office. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thanks. Bye, guys.
All right, Kim Cameron, head coach of the women's basketball team, and that is Huskies Drive Time. We want to remind everybody that Michigan Tech football is a noon start on Saturday, and VIP tickets are available.
That's right, yeah, noon start. Don't forget about that. It's an hour earlier than normal, so get on up. They're going to have part of the VIP tailgate down in the parking lot starting at 10:30. That'll be 10 o'clock. That'll run to 11:30, and then food service up in the pavilion starting at 11 to 12. So make sure you come on out. If you're getting a VIP, park down in the main parking lot there between Gates and Sherman, and enjoy the festivities. It's going to be a great weekend all the way around. Home Hoops starts it off on Friday at 5, and then the big hockey series. The number one Huskies playing as the number one team since, I think we found out, Dirk, 1976, last time we were ranked number one. So,
right, and never in these polls.
Never in the USHO or USA Today polls, so.
Pretty awesome.
Looking forward to it.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll have more next week. Again, and if you missed part of this show, you can always access it by demand or on demand at the Michigan Tech website, michigantechhuskies.com.
Broadcasting WKMJ-FM Hancock.